From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Venezuelans are fleeing to places like South Florida because of their country's humanitarian crisis, but also because of its human rights crisis. The University of Miami was on Thursday a focal point of the outcry over the socialist regime's abuses. More and more, the international community is waking up to the worsening human rights situation in Venezuela. This week, the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights called for an inquiry into reports of hundreds of killings of civilians by state security forces. At the University of Miami's Institute for the Advanced Study of the Americas, the New York-based watchdog Human Rights Watch echoed the UN's concerns. Human Rights Watch senior researcher Tamara Tarasiuk said Venezuela's authoritarian socialist regime is guilty not just of the overt brutality, its denial of the humanitarian crisis, especially food and medicine shortages, is just as egregious.
It is stopping international humanitarian aid from entering the country, and that is making the government of Venezuela directly responsible for the suffering of its people.
America's Institute Director Felicia Nall said the community here must play its own fact-finding role, much as it has during Cuba's communist rule.
There is no question that South Florida and the University of Miami has to be dedicating additional resources, caring about the situation in Venezuela, to be able to evoke change.
The UN Rights Commissioner also doubts Venezuela's May 20th presidential election will be free and credible. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.